type IIP supernova SN2016X in radio frequencies, by Roque Ruiz Carmona et al. Context. The study of radio emission from core collapse supernovae, SNE, probes the interaction of the ejector with the circumstellar medium, CSM, and reveals details of the mass loss history of the progenitor. Aims. We report observations of the type IIP supernova SN2016X during the plateau phase, at ages between 21 and 75 days, obtained with the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array, VLA, radio observatory. Methods. We modeled the radio spectra as self-absorbed synchrotron emission, and we characterized the shockwave and the mass loss rate of the progenitor. We also combined our results with previously reported X-ray observations to verify the energy equipartition assumption. Results. The properties of the shockwave are comparable to other type IIP supernovae. The shockwave expands according to a self-similar law RT caret M with M equals 0.76 plus or minus 0.08, which is notably different from a constant expansion. The corresponding shock velocities are approximately 10,700 to 8,000 km/s1 during the time of our observations. The constant mass loss rate of the progenitor is equals 7.8 plus or minus 0.9 times 10 to the power of minus 7 alpha caret minus 8 19ths, epsilon b, 0.1, caret minus 1 msun year 1, for an assumed wind velocity of 10 km/s1. We observe spectral steepening in the optically thin regime at the earlier epochs, and we demonstrate that it is caused by electron cooling via the inverse Compton effect. We show that the shockwave is characterized by a moderate deviation from energy equipartition by a factor of epsilon E, epsilon B approximately equals 28, being the second type IIP supernova to show such a feature. This was type IIP supernova SN2016X in radio frequencies, by Roque Ruiz Carmona et al.